thinking about it. He's thinking. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing, James?
I'm well. How are you?
Good morning, Northern California. This is Nigel and James, my co-pilot here, California Adventure District radio show.
Yes. We are back.
We are back. Yes. I'm glad to see Redding getting back to normal, 110, 112.
Right. Oh, is that more ways than one?
Yeah. I actually had to go to Arizona this week to cool down. That was good.
Was it actually cooler, really?
By about 4 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But Sedona's pretty this time of year.
Wow. Yeah, yesterday was diabolical when it came to the heat. We had movies in the park. And when we arrived to start laying things out, it registered on 3 vehicles. It was 110. And I was like, thankfully, though, I reached out to my good friend at NetSound, John, and he provided us with these very large, what do you call them, they're like giant swamp cooler things, you know, the industrial size ones. So we set those up, poured them filled with cold water, and you'd run out, set something up, start sweating, run, stand in front of the fan.
You ever think about changing things up and maybe doing, you know, movies at the lake?
Yeah. We have actually had conversations for doing Jaws and at, like, Oak Bottom. And when we were pretty far along in the process, then the place burned up in the fire.
Really?
So now we have to start from ground zero again, yes. But yes, we've talked about doing that so that people can be on a beach in the water.
That'd be awesome. Be a lot cooler.
Yeah.
So this is the California Adventure District radio show. This is radio show number 5 already.
Which is steaming down the track.
Right? California Adventure District. So it's long-term, permanent rebranding identity project for the 12 northernmost counties in California.
Yep.
You know, hidden treasures, right?
Many.
Many, many, many hidden treasures. So it's a large area, 38,000 square miles, when you add the 12 counties up. And so we kind of forget.
Nothing to bat an eye at.
I know. And there's so much to do, and there's so much happening, and I think timing is everything now that the state is kind of opening back up.
Yep.
But I think we were a little bit ahead of the game.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is kind of cool. So there are quite a few unsung heroes, right? Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Unsung heroes. And one of them's in the studio here with us today, and he's shaking his head. I know. But he still wasn't able to guess the intro song, though, even though he's already wearing a cap.
Yes.
So we have our
very, very modest.
Yeah. So I've been here, almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I learned about this particular area is it wouldn't take much to have some kind of an impact, right? So,
that's a good way to look at it. I mean, make no mistake, there's a lot of work involved in making change.
Oh, yeah.
But we are still in a place where if you put dedication, hard work, and get people behind a movement, you can do pretty amazing things.
Right. And so there's quite a few people throughout the region. I'm just going to say throughout the district because I've met so many people now. Who are actually having an impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some are more visible than others. And I would say Jim is one of those. Our guest, Jim Wadley. Say hi, Jim.
Jimmy. Good morning, everybody.
I think everybody knows Jim by now.
He's making the circuit right now.
Yeah. We're making him famous. He looks good on radio.
Right.
Right?
Looks good.
Nice. Jim Wadley is the airport manager of Redding airport manager. Mm-hmm. And I can personally vouch that he's been working his butt off for the last couple of years. And I know it's been a team effort, but they still had to go through him to get all these new airlines, all these new flights.
Yes, right? We do have some new service, and it's very exciting, especially after the Twilight Zone year we had last year. It's definitely refreshing to have some really good things start to happen.
Did he show you the picture on his phone of the terminal? You have to see that after the show. Mind-blowing.
The throughput that we have now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I fly in and out of Redding and have for years. I mean, I moved here when I was 6, right? And so I've watched the airport change and change and change again, and I have never seen anything like this. When he showed me the picture.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Welcome
like,
to Reading.
Does that look like Reading Airport?
No.
That looks like SFO.
Should have seen the curb. I mean, it was incredible. Four and lanes across, people were stopping.
And my point about that is that's just absolutely exciting.
Yep.
That to me, that it's like that. People coming and going.
So we say last year was a Twilight Zone year, but something tells me you were working a lot to make happen
in the Twilight.
In the Twilight, yeah. Well, you know, I'm standing on the foundation of my predecessor. So it's what I did a little bit different is, you know, instead of spending about $15,000 or $30,000 like we traditionally have for air service, you know, data and reporting and just research and studies, basically doubled down and did about $60,000 just to kind of switch things up. I just am not a fan of status quo. I always want to kind of enhance and make better. And, I just, you know, curious. I mean, my background is mostly with, you know, air traffic control in the Marine Corps. And then after that, it was, airport operations, airport construction project management. It's how I got into grants. And then airport management. But, you know, capital projects are kind of my strength, and air service development was not. And I have that certain level of curiosity. It's like, okay, what can we do different? What's our Achilles heel? What's our weakness? And what can we do different? So, you know, I'll try to look at it a little bit different and just see what we can do and just continue what we have been doing, which is that dialogue with the airlines. And, you know, with our community partners like Todd Jones and Tony Giovanello with EDC, you know, they're pretty important to get the word out about the change that's happening at in Reading and the growth, and so they're part of that process. But keeping up that dialogue, like for example, Avelo Airlines is a new airline, and it didn't get much, you know, love in the beginning. Like when they inquired, and I jumped on that because it just started with some questions about, hey, how much is, you know, what are your rates and fees, and I wanted to know a little bit more about their operation and what they're about. And
they come from like a new structure.
Yeah, they're a little cryptic. They were a little cryptic, but I've seen that before in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And so I know how, you know, some will succeed, some will not. But they were doing things a little different. And the thing that I liked most about it is that they were going after a ultra low cost, mm-hmm. which was something we needed. And so I just try to keep that dialogue up constantly. Mm-hmm. Every week, whatever, I just found a way to talk to them. And then it was multiple times a week. Then it was daily. And then it was multiple times a day. And so you gotta keep, you know, you just gotta keep up that dialogue. We were on a short list for a while.
You started dating or something, right?
You know, you gotta get to know them, and you gotta have positive working relationships. And, you know, something that the city of Reading has been doing is just, giving the airlines like an exclusive use lease, like United and Alaska, they're going to want, you know, their own counter and not share it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this airline wants to do what's called a per turn agreement, and that's just they want to pay for a chunk of time. That's it. They don't want to pay for a whole counter 365 days a year. They just want to come in other than daily, so Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, come in and pay for a couple of hours and then leave. And then with that lower overhead, they can
pass
the savings along. And mm-hmm. that is a really important niche.
And we're seeing that across the entire world as far as businesses in general. I mean, I always find it very baffling to see, you know, corporations, people, you know, reinvent how things, you know, work. I mean, we were talking with Rhonda, who's going to be flying to our editor, who's going to be going to Disneyland. And we were talking about how she gets from Burbank to the Disney area, right? And
yeah.
We talked about Uber and shuttles and renting cars and
Zipcar.
Yeah, so I said, why don't you use Zipcar? I use that in San Francisco, and it's just an app, and you go in, you know, you pop it open, it tells you where the closest car is. You walk to the car, it unlocks, you get in it, and you drive it, and you only pay for the time that you're driving it, and then you just get out and leave it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, there's
so if I wanted to take one to Death Valley, I could just park and leave it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure there are probably some rules, but
maybe not. But
yes. Yeah, right. But I mean, that's the kind of mentality where there's, you know, all these small companies disrupting, you know, every day.
And that's the key, right? Disruption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And trying to be at the next on the next curve. And that's one of the things we're trying to do with CAD, California Adventure District.
Exactly.
Trying to think 10 years down the line. Mm-hmm. Right. because as we've discussed about the whole airline situation, sometimes, you know, almost like a pendulum, they come and go.
Yep.
Right? And so now we're at that stage where right now we have to prepare and work to make sure they don't go away again.
right.
It doesn't keep swing
it
back.
Keep it swinging.
So yeah. just in case people aren't aware, how many flights do we have now? We have like Reading to SFO.
You know, I'm starting to lose count, but I'll go ahead. And so we have 3 San Francisco flights, which 2 of them were suspended last year with the pandemic, and the L.A. service, which was also suspended. But we got them all back, and now we have the Avelo flight to Burbank, Hollywood Burbank. And just as of this last week, Thursday was our first arrival from Seattle with Alaska Airlines. So now we have a lot of choices for the community.
Currently, you can go north, you can go south twice in 2 different.
East is next.
West.
East is next, and we're already on that. Yeah. So we applied for a grant for a revenue guarantee for United to fly to Denver, and that's going to be huge.
I'll tell you what, when we get back, we're going to talk about the future.
All right.
Future. Thanks very much, and we'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate. When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Welcome to the California Adventure District Radio Show. My name is Nigel, my co-pilot James, and we have another co-pilot today, Jim Wadley.
Can I hijack something real quick?
Uh-oh.
My wife wanted to give you an early Father's Day gift.
Oh, thank you very much. California, a history of California.
So she's reading this book right now, and she thinks it's a super awesome book, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to buy one for Nigel.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that he can...
Thank you.
Become
so I can know
real
what I'm talking about.
Mr. California. Yeah, right. Yeah. She's been listening to the show and she thinks you need this book. No joke.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, I need a lot of books. This is great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
You go.
Thank you, Yvonne.
This show is now yours again.
Thank you. Well, that was a good reason to hijack.
Yeah.
So we have Jim Wadley here with us, Redding Airport Manager. And we just got into all the hard work it takes to get all these flights here. Bottom line is, just like anything else, it comes down to relationships, right?
It does. It really does. And, you know, something that we were working on earlier this year to expand on what we already have, and even the new stuff, is the service to Denver that we want to do with United. So that'll be eastbound service. And it's a significant deal because you can connect to a lot more destinations than you can with SFO or LAX. So
Just look at that. SFO, LAX, Seattle, Denver. I mean, you should be able to get anywhere in the world.
Oh,
well, I mean, Burbank,
yes. But yes.
But you know what I mean? With those hubs in your grasp.
Mm-hmm. At your home airport.
You can go anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's really great because that airport has, not only is it eastbound to save you time, but the capacity, I mean, they're growing. And they have such an awesome setup, and I really like flying into that airport. But United's getting, I think, 28 gates, and they're ordering 70-seater aircraft, which is our market. You know, it's not easy to fly from Redding to Denver. It's actually a pretty far stage length. So a 50-seater is probably not the best aircraft for that, as far as efficiencies go. But so the 70-seater, which is kind of rare, but it's, you know, they're working on the aircraft. That is something that is, it's potential to happen. And we knew we were always like a year behind Arcata. And so we would have Denver right now if it wasn't for the pandemic. But now that we're kind of had that setback, you know, we still put the application together with the Department of Transportation for $1 million roughly as a revenue guarantee. And that helps basically, it's a stopgap for the, that service when it's not full, but I'm very confident that we're not going to really need much because it's going to be so welcomed. But you know, that's going to happen this fall. We'll know, and then that service could start next summer. So we'll have United's already there with their counter. We are running out of counter space, but why not get another destination?
I'm sure there's some people in town who could build some more counters.
Well, yeah, and after looking at that photo, if that's any indication of what's coming, and plus, you're going to need a new terminal.
Well, and here's some of the numbers to back this up. So when since I've been here over 2 years, I think after week two, I was already talking about Terminal B. It's like, this is small. We've got to do something because we're only catching 12-14% of our catch base, and it's roughly, you know, it's about 285,000. And that with the LA service, it grew to like 16. And right about now, before Avelo and the Burbank flight, in Alaska's Seattle, we were at 18%. So that means more locals are flying. And now with that service starting, I mean, I'm certain we're going to be in the 20%. And it's reasonable to say 50% of our catch basin will fly at their local airport. And if that's true, we're going to go from 69,000 passengers a year to like 350. And so we've got to do something because we only have one screening lane for baggage and passengers. So I'm working on some things to help with the efficiencies, but I'm looking at doing some studies to look at our capacities and what our options are.
You know, I remember a few years ago, which was very handy, and it would be even handier now for me, is the flight from Reading to Arcata, because Arcata is growing too.
Right.
The airport.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing to have a flight between here and the coast. Right.
You know?
Yeah. And you would think, I mean, didn't it used to be, wasn't it Horizon whatever? And it used to go from Reading to Arcata sometimes, and then from Arcata, was it to Portland or to Seattle?
Yeah, and I think I took Reading to Arcata to L.A.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so that used to happen, and I forget what the airport, the airlines call it, but they can connect, and you can actually work together to get a grant for two airports in an airline. So there's other ways. Yes.
Yeah.
And I know Cody pretty well by now, so maybe we'll figure it out.
Collab. We'll have lunch in Weaverville.
Yeah, there you go.
Halfway in between.
That's a good idea.
Right. So not sure how much time we have left in the next thing, but you're an outdoors guy, right?
Yeah. I took my calculator out just to see how many years I've been doing some off-roading, and it's been about 26 years since I've kind of fallen in love with just going off-road and camping and just and I would even hike, and I would even drive and mountain bike. I've been doing that for a little while, and then I, started acquiring some vehicles, and I have a couple of Jeeps, and I have a lifted Suburban, and I have a Suburban because I have a big family. So
you do.
I do. I have 5 kids, 4 boys and a daughter. It's kind of almost like having 5 boys, but it's great though. And, before I was hired on in Reading, I was reflecting back yesterday. I had asked to start 2 weeks later. And the reason for that is I already taken time off with my current employer, and I had planned a trip on the Mojave Road, which is like 133 miles, all off-road, one direction. And it was, that's how I really fell in love with overlanding. I mean, I didn't realize I was kind of doing that before.
Yeah.
But in a more formal setting, I'd started working on some of the setups, and I mean, I had all the supplies I needed, and I took my boys, and we went off road, and it was like 2 full days of off road adventure and just seeing a bunch of sights, driving through some really big creeks, and I mean, I was really happy with our setup, and I just want to do more. I ended up doing a snow trip thereafter over in Grass Valley with a bunch of Jeeps, and the Suburban did better than a lot of the Jeeps. And I mean, it was really kind of interesting. I mean, I love my Suburban. It's very capable. I've dropped enough money into it to make it capable, but I love what I do. And I'm looking at this area. I work a lot right now, but I have to get out and I have to enjoy it. And I am in love with this California Adventure District idea. And it's a great vision, and it's important, and I want to do more. And it's such a beautiful area, and I just can't wait. I'm just antsy just thinking about it because it's
the overlanding thing is growing.
Yes.
Right? And I started digging into it.
It's a big industry.
Thanks to you. And it's a massive industry. And what I was surprised about is how many overlanding groups are here in Northern California trying to do something.
Yep, well, and I'm reaching out to them.
As we speak, one of my boys is with 3 carloads overlanding.
It's so much fun.
I just GPS'd him because I bought him a satellite thing because I just can't let go, right?
Yeah.
So here he is. He's at, Cliff Lake?
Does he know you're looking at him right now?
Probably not. I'm pretty sure he's asleep in a hammock.
But I'm sure he's enjoying himself in this beautiful scenery.
Yeah,
so
he's hanging in a hammock like
a
monkey.
Cool, right? So I think we're going to be making anything 4x4, anything overlanding, 4x4, one of the pillars of California Adventure District, because it's such a huge industry and a lot of people love it, and it's a fun thing to
they're
do.
They're in 4Runners.
And, you know, our next guest would probably run the 38,000 square miles, but most of us will probably...
I'm looking at him through the window, and I'm in pain.
It's really painful. He's fitter than all of us. Okay.
We're going to take our break?
Yeah, we're going to take our break.
We're going to let Mr. Jimmy go?
No, he's going to hang out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have an extra mic. I forgot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll be right back with David Peterson.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
You are invited to participate in the 16th Annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-thru event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Thank you.
We're back. Good morning, Northern California.
People are still pulling themselves out of bed.
Waking up. Do you think David knows what band that is?
No, which band is that?
No, he doesn't know.
Well, this is a running,
okay, we'll
a running.
Yeah, yeah, give you a cap.
There's your cap. Thanks for playing.
What band was that?
We can't
tell them yet.
Yeah.
So
we got to play.
We're still playing the game.
We have this thing going on. If somebody actually calls in or emails or says which band it is, they get a free cap.
That's what I forgot. My computer was for the chat room. Darn it!
See, I'm going to have to buy one anyway.
Yeah.
So good morning. My name is Nigel. This is the California Adventure District Radio Show. We have James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine is my regular co-pilot here. We have Jim Wadley flying high and the Reading Airport Manager spot.
Good morning.
Salute.
Hard worker. He's had a significant impact on our region.
Our home.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You're too kind. Thank you.
And then we have David Peterson joined us. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
One of my good friends, Chad Phillips, with Vista Real Estate. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy, and he's always partnered and sponsored with us. So I asked him, I said, Chad, hey, do you have anybody in your team who would be fitting to come on to the CAD radio show? And he, without blinking, he said, yeah, well, David, of course.
Yeah. Well, David, you know, the freak that runs around Reading all day, 15, 16 miles a day.
Yeah, so this is David Peterson. David, say hi.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So David is an ultra runner. He's a realtor, but he's also an ultra runner. So what's...
and if you look at him, you would say, yeah.
Yeah, he's
I can
fit.
See that.
Well, hey, thank you. All right. I appreciate that.
So where are you from originally, David?
I'm from... Cottonwood. I grew up down there. So.
Oh, your hometown boy.
Yeah, pretty much up here. So been around a little bit and then moved up here probably in 2000 to actually the Reading city area.
To the big city of Reading.
To the big city of Reading. Yeah, got out of Cottonwood.
Yeah. Well, Cottonwood's a great place. We have a family ranch in Cottonwood. I love Cottonwood.
Yeah, grew up down there. Family. Dad built a beautiful house for us.
Oh, nice.
Grew up.
A little
then,
property.
Yeah, I had 10 acres out there.
Nice.
So, didn't enjoy running back then at all. So,
really?
No, not at all.
So, this is an acquired talent.
It is an acquired, yeah. So
what changed?
Yes.
Well, I started getting a little chubby after high school.
Okay, well, that's the end of this segment.
I know. I noticed he just looked at my belly. No joke.
Fuel tank.
Fuel tank. There we go, yeah.
Hey, we all have it. Got it there, too.
Hey, round
beard,
is a
so,
shape.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to use that.
Yeah. Okay, so you got into running this and then?
Yeah, so I didn't really get into running until I moved up here to Reading. Went to the gym, and like you were saying, I just do a little lap around the track. I was like, well, I guess I got to hop on the treadmill. And I hit a little, you know, one little mile and absolutely hate it. But it wasn't until I noticed there's this little trail around the river called the Sacramento River Trail. And after working out at the YMCA one day, I just went down there. Started walking. It was kind of like misty and raining. Mm-hmm. I just kind of fell in love with this movement of being outside and the elements, nice and cool. Mm-hmm. I just started going, and before I knew it, I went all the way around. So I was like, wow, okay, 5 miles. At that point, it was just
that
a little 5 mile
loop. Now what happens when it's 110 out?
You go early.
It's brutal. You go early or you go late. So, yeah, okay. I used to bartend, and so I'd get off at like 2 and I'd go run. So I'd
now,
hit up.
You know what? I know that sounds maybe to some a little strange, but that doesn't scare me, bother me, I think is kind of nice. Actually, my friends and I, when we grew up here and we were younger, we used to do that a lot at like 2 in the morning. We would go rollerblading. And we would rollerblade. I mean, there was a time that we could rollerblade miles and miles and miles and miles. We'd rollerblade all over town at night. But it was because, you know, there was no traffic at that time. And you kind of just feel like you're in your own bubble.
Yeah.
You know? So I could totally see doing that. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it was great. So
then how did you transition to actual ultra marathons?
I ran my first marathon in like 2007, the Reading Marathon. I was like, well, I'll try this out. And so it went okay. But there's the Sweat Running Club. They're still kind of around. They had on their website, I was just kind of looking for, is there some like trails out here? I'm kind of tired of just being on the asphalt. And I found this trail. They had just started building. It was the Hornbeck Trail out. I lived in Shasta Lake City at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went out there. I'm like, I had my chocolate lab with me. And, like, I could take him off leash, and we just did this beautiful little 4 mile out and back and just fell in love. I'm like, oh, these trails. And then they started expanding the trail system, and before I knew it, it's like I can go all the way to the dam.
And now we're one of the premier trail areas of the country.
Oh, yeah, and they just, yeah, more trails. It seems like every year they're adding on to it. Just ran the new little section off Salt Creek. I'm like, this is awesome. This town is amazing. So
it is. Did you get the National Trail Society that actually relocated here? Isn't that? I think we did a story on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, because we have so much growth in trails that we're now like number one in the nation for trails.
Yep.
And it just keeps
growing. Another expanding the trail system up in Siskiyou.
Yep.
And in Humboldt.
Yep.
Right.
And there's a really cool trail also we did a story on that used to be an old railroad track up towards Mount Shasta.
Oh, the Great American,
They had to, they've got most of it done, but they had to rebuild a bridge or something there.
Yeah, the Stand By Me Bridge.
Yes, you're right.
There, yeah. Super cool.
Where they shot Stand By Me.
they shot Stand By Me. Yeah.
So you've entered actual ultra marathons or?
I run my age in miles every year, and I have done a few of the events, like the 4 mile per hour challenge that Mr. Ryan Spitz puts on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's been fun. So, you know, I'd be out for 30 hours, 120 miles. So
120 miles.
Yeah. So that's the most I've ever done at one point. 127,
In a car, right?
Yes, in a car, yeah. Driving. So.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, yeah, that's fun. Being something about 24 hours of running, just being up constantly, being out, watching
the body does that.
Yeah. You just go into a different zone. It becomes spiritual at that point.
No, it really does. It's almost probably like, what do you call it? Meditation. Like you go into almost a meditative autopilot kind of
chemical reaction.
Yeah, the body just goes, and then it's just like you just hum.
Yeah, you go through all these stages. Like you'll be, like you're running and you get tired, but then all of a sudden a new wave comes in. You get that second, third, fifth,
and it stays.
20th wind. Yeah.
Have you run any of the trails in some of the other nearby counties?
Oh, so my favorite place, absolutely favorite place to run is Trinity. So I love out of China Gulch, going up to Grizzly Lake, Grizzly Falls, and then to the top of Thompson Peak, running out there. It's a little bit of a drive to get there, but, Canyon Creek is just great.
Why don't you just run there?
And then run there.
Yeah. Run there.
$2.99 freaks me out a little bit. $2.99. But, I mean, yeah, so out there, cool. it's just gorgeous. Like within 45 minutes, you can get out of town. Out of the heat here, and you know, I could go up to Lassen. I love running through Lassen Park.
So do you run with a Camelback, or what do you?
Yeah, I bring a little water hydration pack.
Yeah,
and if needs a rise, I'll get into the creek. But never been sick, so.
Well, nowadays that's probably better water than what comes out of that.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah,
you know.
Well, you can always get those little teeny little straw filter things too that you can.
I've seen those, so I need to get one.
But if you haven't been sick, maybe you got an ironclad gut, so you're good.
Yeah, I think my wife would disagree. She's like, "Man, you always got the bubble guts."
So, are there any? Do you know of any running events coming up in our area at all?
I'm not sure. I know a lot's been kind of we've been down with the whole COVID pandemic, but I know they're running some. I know Fleet Feet puts on some runs on the river trail out of the store. They were doing some,
Firecracker.
Yeah.
4K or
what? Yeah, 5K.
5K, is that what it is?
Yeah, coming up on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So
how would you do 5K
of,
on the 4th?
Speaking of, speaking of that, is that, so I know the 4th of July here in Reading, we have the fireworks, but no Freedom Festival, right?
Yep.
And then, but in Crescent City is huge on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And it's a whole day thing. It's their most popular event all year, and it includes a 5K fun run.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
Gotta go over the coast.
So, if you're, when you get a little tired of the 120 degrees, you can actually go to the coast and run in 50, 60 degrees.
And then see fireworks.
You know, it would be a great run, I would think, would be. I'd love to do like a beach. Well, I can't do it, but a
you
beach run.
I've watched
those. Are fun.
Beach runs are good. Yeah. They have one out in Trinidad, Clam Beach. just the Long Beach.
Because then you know you're cool. There's water there, you know.
I actually did that with some seals in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Oh, I'm sure it's tough. Running in the sand's probably not. But
it's on my list of things to do.
Sounds better.
Yeah.
You have the all right. Well, thank you for this segment, guys. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wrap things up.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich4reverses.com.
And we're back.
We are.
Without the band.
Well, that's okay.
The band is on strike.
They actually said they needed a coffee break.
They did?
Yeah.
The band went AWOL.
Right.
Well, we're back anyway. Good morning. This is Nigel, morning. James. We have Jim. We have David. This is the California Adventure District Radio Show.
The morning
radio
crew.
Show number 5.
Yeah.
It's starting to take shape.
Right?
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, and you're doing your job.
Yes. Round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
And so,
that's our motto.
Round is a shape. So this is about Northern California, our top 12 counties, and all the stuff that's happening and the growth and in various segments, the big one being outdoor recreation.
Right, yeah.
And sports, right?
And again, we talked about earlier the fact that, you know, we still live in a place that's actually, if you put dedication and that kind of stuff into it, you can make some significant changes, you know. And it's really defining and looking at the tools that are available to you and collecting those and being able to really forge what's possible, you know, or what's really that right in front of us that we're not doing and using. Right.
Yeah. Well,
that's the theme of the show today, especially considering that's what CAD's all about. But that's what obviously Jim has done as the airport manager and redefined who we are as a destination.
He has a counterpart over in Arcata, and so between our two counties, actually, I can safely say they've been working hard to put our area on the map, mm-hmm. even on a global scale, to the point where someone like United Airlines would be open to, hey, what's going on in the California Adventure District, right?
They are interested, trust me.
So that's my personal goal here is at some point to have California Adventure District as a destination on the United Airlines website or one of the big
websites in their magazine.
Mm-hmm. As somebody's flying to Tokyo and United and they see CAD and they want to turn around.
And then we have you who is David Peterson, who is the ultimate user. Of the destination
trails,
right?
That's really good.
Yeah.
But David's a local, right?
Yeah.
Born and raised. Did you ever escape and come back, or have you always been here?
No, I've lived almost a year in Michigan. So that's about it.
That's it.
Been around, around most of the time.
See, I was born in England, grew up in Amsterdam, spent 25 years in L.A.
Nice.
So I always
he is a man of the world.
in a
previous life. So I always say if you're born here, you kind of take it for granted, right? Especially California.
Yeah.
Right? You just take it for granted. And, you know, the current situation aside, you know, all the stuff that's going on, but just California in general, if you are from here and you don't really travel much or go out, you have no real perception of how California is perceived in the rest of the world. Not politically, obviously, but just that mindset, that California mindset. I mean, you can take the word California and take it anywhere in the world,
yeah.
and it'll, you know,
invoke something.
Right. Yeah. Well, and most of the time, it'll be something like palm trees and outdoors and beach and doing something outdoors, right? I mean, it still has that allure.
Yep.
Right. And as a region, I just don't think we've actually taken advantage of that collectively because we. Taking it for granted.
Right.
Hey, this is where we're from. Right?
Next month I'll be taking advantage of it. I'm doing a staycation for a week.
That's right. Where are you going? Where are you staying?
Well, we're still figuring that out with the boss at home, so with all the kids. But anyway, I'm for the first time in 2 years, because I've moved up here to enjoy this area, and I'm at a point where I can actually enjoy it. So I'm excited to do that.
When are you going?
The 12th, 13th. So the week of the 12th, I think it is.
Okay.
So
well. Guess what? There's some things going on. You actually may enjoy, I think this is the July 10th, I think it is, in Eureka. They have they bring this back up, the drag race weekend, which is...
Are we talking about cars?
Cars, yeah. Races are family friendly.
Well, drag's the thing.
Yeah, this time. Okay. Yeah, no, we're going to stick to cars on this one.
Okay.
But Eureka, they have the drag race weekend. Starts off, July 10th and the 11th. Races are family friendly and feature a variety of classic cars, motorcycles, and electric vehicles. So they're going to win.
Have you ever been to a drag race?
I have, actually, at the airport, the Reading Airport.
Yeah, I was going to say, there you go. Yeah, there's a big drag strip out there and a new motorcycle track. There's all kinds of things going on out there.
A lot of great things.
Supermoto. Yeah.
Side-by-sides.
Yeah.
Track.
The only reason why I asked is I got to go to a drag strip down in L.A. And it's like, I got to go down on the track.
How close did you get?
Very close.
Yeah.
And
rattle your ribcage.
Oh, that was insane. Like, literally, it's like it tears the fabric of time.
Well, you become, you instantly fall in love with it.
I know. Well, how could you not?
It's such a cool factor.
It is, yeah. So, yeah, that would be cool.
Let's see. again, the so what I like about the California Adventure District, right, so I've gotten so used to Redding being 100, 110, 115, right, during the summer. But seriously, just being able to just get in the car, well, you could run it, so you could get there tomorrow. But we could get in the car and go to the coast, right? And it's like in the 50s and the 60s, and it's a great place to hang out for a week. And they come here when they get tired.
Isn't it weird how the weather works, though, on the coast? They always like, what is it that Mark Twain said? The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Yep.
It's like when it's hot here, it's usually colder there.
Yeah,
and when, you know, we have our winters, that's when it kind of gets a little weird there.
A little microclimate.
Yeah.
So Dave is an ultra runner, but speaking of getting tired in the heat, like right now, I think it's today. Like if you are so inclined, you could take your bike and go do the Mile High 100. They have you can ride 33, 56, or 100 miles.
Nice.
Up in Lake Almanor in Plumas County, which I'm sure is beautiful, but I think it's going to be a little warm.
That's interesting, yeah. And there's something going on at Mount Shasta. It looked like I saw the Resners who own Dutch Bros.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something where you run up. It looks like you're running up the face, and then you get on the chairlift at the top, and it brings you down. And then you turn around and you run up the face again. And I don't know how many times that is, but so you're running up the mountain and then taking the chairlift down. And I'm like, what? Whose crazy idea was that? I want it the other way around.
Can you do it in reverse?
I would, yeah. I want to ride up and then run down.
That's cool.
So there's something going on up there. I just saw him post live last night, and he looked like he'd been beaten with a hammer.
Well, there's lots of things to do here.
Yes, there is. Well, speaking of Siskiyou County, so we do have the return of, they call it the Far North Summer Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a music festival coming back on.
They can have that band that was playing?
The one.
No, that would be nice.
The band with no name.
I wonder who they are.
So I'll give you a hint of the band. So they opened up Live Aid. Right, the famous Live Aid,
mm-hmm.
Queen and all that kind of stuff. They were the first band on the bill. But unfortunately, they couldn't really return because one of the main guys, he kind of died.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a few years ago. Well, we are talking about a band from the 60s.
He was doing a run.
In Reading.
Yeah, in Reading.
But this is actually kind of interesting, though. The Far North Summer Music Festival, Saturday, June 26th, in Etna. And
Edna's amazing.
Live music, two stages, food, drink, vendors, craft, activities for all.
You can go to Denny Bar. You can go to Edna Brewing.
And it's only $5.
Wow. Main Street bread making now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Main Street Brewery there, too. Yeah.
Yep.
So save the date for that one. You can save the date for July 8th. Up in Weed, they have the 67th Annual Carnival. Now, I've never been to that one. I went to the 420 Festival a bunch of years ago, and I was surprised at how many bands were there and how many people showed up. I'm like, okay, they've got something going on here. But then for some reason, it didn't happen again.
The brownies there are amazing.
Do you have this information on your website?
So one of the cool things we're starting to the next big project is a shared community calendar
within the district.
Over the county.
Oh, my gosh,
right?
That's great.
And so, because when you do start seeing all the things that are going on collectively, cool. It becomes a hard one to...
the district calendar.
Yeah. There's so much going on. And I think in our region, especially summertime, it is driven by weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be interesting from even marketing our area to Seattle for those who are coming from Seattle to here, right? Because they're going to be having a cooler summer, so you... We have to find
it's surprising, you know, I complain about the heat all the time, but I get a lot of people that come into the store in the middle of the day, and I'm like, how you doing? Or we're visiting from somewhere, and I'm like, how's the heat? And they're like, no, we came here from the heat. And they live somewhere where it's cold, and they come here, and they're like, we love it. And I'm like, are you crazy?
Well, I don't mind the heat.
Yeah, a lot of people, there's people that do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. This is the end of radio show number 5.
Can you believe
Jim,
it?
Jim, Wadley, thank you. David Peterson.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
James,
you.
Thank you. Next week, we have a full hour with Daryl Owen.
Yeah, we're bringing him back because we had to cut him off.
And people were saying, hey, we want to hear more about him. He's the Bigfoot witness. He's the guy who actually saw Bigfoot.
His kids saw it, and then he saw it, too.
I'm going to tune in for that.
So yeah. It's going to be great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll
see you next
Saturday. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.